toll-free number at 800-259-9231. That's the SACL CAI toll-free line. And joining you this evening, it is Ian here with you.
And Dale.
And Mark.
And you can join us online at freetalklive.com. All the features on the site we give away, so enjoy those on us. Again, that is freetalklive.com. Lots to talk about here tonight. We're going to start out with a story that we promised you last night, but we never had a chance to get to it. And it was actually Sam that had pulled this one up. So I want to delve in now, if we can. It comes from your former home state, Dale, of California. San Francisco. You may recall there was a story a couple weeks back about the BART officer. Remember this one? The guy that shot a handcuffed man in the back in front of a crowd full of subway riders.
And his excuse was he thought it was his taser, which would still would have been horribly inappropriate.
I don't think we've actually heard from the officer who did the shooting.
Okay.
That was the speculation on the part of the police chief. So the police chief was speculating and trying to make excuses for his officer. I don't think the actual officer in question has spoken publicly at all in this particular case. So right now we do know that that officer was charged with murder. And that's a good thing. And it's only something that happened because there was a crowd of people there who witnessed this. And not only did they witness it, but several people also had video camera devices, mostly cell phones with a video option, that were recording this. So multiple videos came out after the fact, and it was those videos that really led to the charges. Because without the video, it's the word of the people versus the word of the police, and we know how that tends to go.
Exactly.
The police will, you know, they get the benefit of the doubt, even though other people are saying, hey, these guys, you know, this guy killed this dude in cold blood. Doesn't matter if that's what you say. You have to have some sort of evidence. And in this case, the evidence was there. However, what if the evidence wasn't there? Well, if it wasn't there, then this probably would have just blown right over. It would have been, oh, cop accidentally kills man. Story's over.
Yeah, that's it.
Moving on.
Or they might have even come up with some story about how he did it in self-defense.
Sure. Sure. Yeah. Oh, yeah, yeah. He made
a quick move.
Even
though he was handcuffed on the ground.
Yeah, he made a quick move, and I had to react quickly, and I shot him or whatever. And they'll come up with all kinds of excuses. But with the video footage, there's no real excuse. However, the cops apparently did their best to prevent people from shooting these videos. And this is part of the news that you won't read in the official stories that came out about this occurrence. If you look at the newspapers, the reporting that was done here doesn't cover this aspect of the event. All they talk about is the shooting, right? And the fact that some people recorded it. What they won't tell you is that the police apparently went around to the people that were in the area and attempted to confiscate their phones from them.
Mm.
This story from CarlosMiller.com. Carlos is a photographer and a blogger, and his blog is called Photography is Not a Crime, It's a First Amendment Right. Seconds after BART police officer Johannes Mersel shot and killed Oscar Grant, police immediately began confiscating cell phones containing videos that have yet to see the light of day. In fact, the only videos that have been seen by the public were filmed by people who managed to leave the scene of the crime before the police were able to confront them. In one instance, police chased after Karina Vargas after she stepped on her train, banging on the window after the doors closed and demanding her to turn over the camera. The train sped away with Vargas still holding onto her camera. Her video, which didn't show the actual shooting but captured the turmoil before and after, was one of the first to pop up on the internet. And soon after, more videos popped up showing the actual shooting. In the most vivid video, the train doors can be seen closing seconds after the shooting as the train speeds away. But the truth is, the police had no legal right to confiscate a single camera. According to Mark Randazza, First Amendment attorney based out of Florida, cops may be entitled to ask for people's names and addresses and may even go as far as subpoenaing the videotape, but as far as confiscating the camera on the spot, absolutely not, he says. According to another attorney, an Oregon attorney who drafted the widely distributed The Photographer's Rights Guide, he said this: in general, police cannot confiscate cameras or media without some sort of court order. One exception is when a camera is actually being used in the commission of a crime, like child pornography or upskirting. It didn't appear that the BART videos were being used in a commission of a crime, so what could people have done to prevent police from illegally confiscating their cameras? Well, one of the experts says probably not a whole lot. You don't want to get into a situation where you're refusing to comply with law enforcement, especially when that law enforcement officer just shot and killed somebody. no camera is worth losing your life over.
Yeah, it's unfortunate, but police just don't like cameras. And, you know, I hope for the day that that's not going to be an issue, and I think that it's really going to take, in America, I think it's going to take a technological advance. I don't think you're going to see a sort of legal advance. I don't think you're going to see the cops.
The police aren't going to start loving you for bringing out cameras
anytime soon. The technological advance I see coming is that cell phone cameras can be automatically uploaded to internet.
YouTube. Yeah.
Many of the there's a service out there, and I can't remember the name off the top of my head, but you can get for your BlackBerry or Trio or whatever it is that you have that'll automatically just software that'll do it. So.
And there's also the streaming uploading like Nick was doing at the marijuana protest.
Yes.
Where if they confiscate it, it's already too late. The video's already up. Found the net.
Nick, were you talking about Nick from LifeProductions.com? He's also one of our bloggers at FreeKeen.com. That's right, LYF Productions. He's one of our bloggers at FreeKeen.com, and he was there at the marijuana protest with his laptop and a camera, and he was using that to stream via public Wi-Fi that was available at that point. However, it's kind of clunky to hold the laptop in one hand and hold the camera.
It's also choppy
video. Yeah, the video wasn't that great. Yeah. You're right. So it's coming. So like this technology is I think we're just on the cusp of this technology that we're talking about, where people who have certain cell phones with video options do have an option. I think quick.com,
yeah, I think that's what it is.
Is one of the websites that gives you this option to stream directly to the internet, and so they will record your stream from your camera. You have to pay for, an unlimited data account with your cell phone provider in order to have this. Plus, the phones that it's working on right now are on the expensive side. So it's not quite within the reach of the average cell phone consumer. But from what I understand, that those prices are dropping and the service plans are getting cheaper. And so I would say that within the next few years, you'll see the unlimited service plans being very, very cheap. And you'll also see the phones, every single phone, even the cheapy freebie phone that you get when you sign up for a cell phone account, is probably going to have the video option.
That's what seems to be happening with the other technologies. Like camera phones are, every phone seems to be a camera phone now.
Yeah,
I can't remember when camera phones really came out and when it was.
It was a few years back, probably 5 years ago or so.
Something like that. But I remember having a cell phone, and I guess it was 99 or something like that, one of those black things. If you have a cell phone that's sort of not glossy and it's black, you've got an old cell phone at this point.
Yeah.
Nokia, old Nokias or something like that. And they didn't have any kind of things like that. So it's
coming. Yeah, it is coming, and it's here. I mean, it's here now. The technology is here. In fact, I was looking at our we have a webcam here in the studio, and we use Stickam.com to stream our web version of the show, webcam version of the show. And I was on their front page recently, and now Stickam is also offering streaming from cell phones. But it seems like Nokia is the main brand. It doesn't seem like too many other phone brands have really jumped on board with offering the option to link up to things like YouTube and Stickam. So it's definitely here, and it's going to become more and more affordable. And once more people have camera phones in their hands that can instantly upload to the internet, it's over for the police state. I mean, as far as it's not going to crumble the next day,
progress.
Yeah, the videos are going to hit the internet immediately. It won't matter if they confiscate the phones. So the cops eventually, after they've run into enough people with these video phones that are streaming, and they come to the conclusion that, oh crap, we can't just delete this video.
Right.
They're going to just give up on confiscating them.
You can have one Rodney King incident in a decade, and people can say, oh well, that's the poor cops. So that kind of thing. But when you start having one every month or one every other week. That's going to change everything.
So, yes, sir.
Oh, I was going to say what's concerning me, I think, even more than the notion of videotaping cops and being caught for it, because there is nothing illegal about videotaping the cop. There is this ambiguity about the wiretapping law. Yeah, they'll try to convince you that they can. That's the thing. They'll try to. That's why the wiretapping law and the ambiguity around it, whether or not you can audio tape someone, I think it still sounds ambiguous to me. But that's actually, to me, a bigger concern, and I think it's one of those things that really says it's a hill to die on, because hearing what a policeman's saying to you, whether it's lawful orders, things like that, is relevant in court.
Getting arrested over the issue of continuing to tape a police officer when he's told you to stop.
Right.
Ridley, you're saying Dave Ridley from RidleyReport.com is saying that's worth it, and I agree.
I'm saying it is.
This is Free Talk Live.
Now, a revealing glimpse into the life of one of our most celebrated yet private novelists, John Grisham, author of the masterful new legal thriller, The Associate.
John Grisham has written only one work of nonfiction, The Innocent Man, the story of Ron Williamson, unjustly accused and convicted of murder in a trial filled with compromised witnesses and tainted evidence. The terrible flaws in our legal system led Grisham not only to write that book, but also to advocate for and join the board of directors of the Innocence Project, a national organization dedicated to freeing people who have been wrongfully convicted. As John says, there are thousands of innocent people in prison in this country. How can this system send 130 men to death row and later have them exonerated? Falsely condemned. Two terrible words the Innocence Project and John Grisham are fighting to remove from our legal lexicon.
To learn more, visit jgrisham.com. If you thought Mitch McGeer was in trouble in The Firm, wait until you meet The Associate. Kyle McAvoy is a brilliant young attorney, a rookie associate at the world's largest law firm, but he also has a dark secret, one that falls into the wrong hands. He's coerced into taking part in a scheme that could send him to prison or get him killed, making his first case his last. The Associate. John Grisham at his pulse-pounding, page-turning best. Available now, wherever books are sold.
Wondering about your retirement portfolio? Is your financial advisor experienced enough to combat rising interest rates, taxes, and inflation? Stop guessing and go to the expert, Robert Chapman of the International Forecaster. With 45 years of experience and concise investment recommendations, who needs sugar-coated excuses? Get the cold, hard facts and a proven investment strategy. For a free introductory copy to the International Forecaster, call 877-479-8178 or go to theinternationalforecaster.com. That's 877-479-8178. 877-479-8178.
Lead a superior life by drinking Superior Life brand ionized water. A couple of soft drinks each day, a few slices of pizza, last night's cheeseburgers. These acidic foods will make you tired, overweight, and cause numerous negative health problems in the short and long term. An acidic environment is created in the body, causing fuzzy memory and that all-day low-energy feeling. These are the early signs of your body telling you that it's not getting the proper care it needs. We are truly a junk food nation. Drinking ionized water will help you drop the weight, feel better, actually become hydrated, and can improve the quality of your life. It's all about the pH. Disease cannot thrive in an alkaline body. What can a Life brand water ionizer do for you? Call 800-276-9601. That's 800-276-9601. Or visit us at SuperiorLifeWater.com. That's SuperiorLifeWater.com. What's in your water?
Welcome to America. It's time for change. The new president is talking about change. Are you talking about change? You know, changing your lifestyle to become more healthy? Well, here's how the staff at Life Change Tea feels. Make the change to be healthy before your body forces you to change. Organ failure, sickness, chemical poisoning, toxins, and much more. They'll force you to change for the worse. A willing change is much better than a change by force. Call Life Change Tea now. 928-308-0408. 928-308-0408. Or you can order online at getthetea.com. You've heard it, getthetea.com. Make an investment in your life. Life Change Tea. Oh, and P.S., you'll lose some weight.
This is Free Talk Live. Call toll-free 1-800-259-9231. That's 800-259-9231. And get interactive at freetalklive.com.
This is Free Talk Live. You can bring up what you want. Just dial toll-free 800-259-9231. That's the SACL CAI toll-free line, 800-259-9231. And you can join us on our website at freetalklive.com. We've got a wiki with over 1,800 pages created by listeners just like you. It's like the listener editable version of our website. Head over to wiki.freetalklive.com. Get interactive. W-I-K-I, wiki.freetalklive.com. Have you been looking to spice things up in the bedroom or fantasizing about surprising your lover with an adventurous new toy or adult movie? Well, here's an offer you won't be able to resist. Go to AdamEve.com and get 50% off of one item when you type FTL for the offer code coupon checkout. That's FTL like Free Talk Live. Use that in the offer code. Plus, with your order of $17 or more, they'll throw in a free gift. Again, 50% off with for one item with an offer code FTL at AdamEve.com. That's AdamEve.com. As we continue here, the story is an update on the BART situation. The BART cop, transit cop, shot a man in the back. Just cold-blooded. Murdered a man.
It right, sure looks that way.
Yep. Well, he's been charged with murder.
That doesn't mean he's guilty.
That's true. In fact, I don't expect the system to find him guilty, but we'll see what happens in the long run here. Unusual situation. Normally, cops don't get charged with murder because normally there aren't people around with video cameras. In this case, there were a whole bunch of them, as a matter of fact, a whole subway train full of people, a platform full of people with video cameras trained on this particular scene. So that's why the cop got brought up on the charges because, well, he was caught red-handed murdering somebody. But the cops did their damnedest to clean up the act. They did or the scene. They went around to the various different people they spotted with phones and confiscated them from them. Now, the blog at CarlosMiller.com says that there's no legal reason for the cops to be doing this. Like, it's not legal for them to do it. However, I think it is legal for them to ask you to give you to give them your phone. If a cop comes up and says, I'm going to have to ask you to hand that over. Well, he's only asking you. The way he words it is, I'm going to have to, so it makes it sound like it's an imperative kind of situation.
And the tone is,
sure.
Yeah, how many people want to disobey a cop, even if it's not a lawful order?
Right, he's standing there with a gun on his hip.
They can't tell you. This is a thing a lot of people don't seem to grasp. A cop cannot order you to do anything. There are lawful orders, and there are orders that are not lawful, and you're not required to obey an order that's not lawful.
Well,
I see. You're saying that they can't order you to do something that's not lawful.
Well, I mean,
because they can order you to do something if it's lawful, right?
Well, I think there's the notion of a lawful order. I mean, you know, they can't. You are not the cop's slave. You are. I mean, there are orders they can issue you that are presumably are necessary for them to carry out their duties, mm-hmm. right? But they can't order you to mow their grass. That's not illegal, but right.
So nope, they can't do that.
I mean, but get out of the car.
There has to be some notion of what is a lawful order and what is not. And I think you know. Like trying to search your car or allow me to search your trunk or something, mm-hmm. for instance, would not be. That would be an illegal search. That's not. You know. So.
Go ahead if you were going to continue.
I was done.
I was going to go to the phones here because we actually have a law enforcement officer on the line who might be able to give us a little bit of insight here. And I don't know if he actually is a law enforcement officer yet. Have you graduated from your classes, Officer Liberty?
Oh, yeah.
I'm coming up on it pretty quick here, Ian.
Okay, so soon to be a full-fledged law enforcement officer, Officer Liberty calling from Minnesota. You are on the line here. You've been hearing us talk about this BART cop situation, the cop shooting a man in the back while he was handcuffed. Cops then afterwards went around to the crowd and confiscated people's camera phones. We'd just like to hear your thoughts on this.
Okay, and then I'll get to what I called in about.
Sure.
But I think, first of all, that man should have never had any sort of weapon on his hip because he clearly does not have the competence to carry it. And now some man paid the price for that, and that is unacceptable from my point of view. I hope that he has found a justice. As you've already pointed out, let's not hold our breath. But, you know, that's all I got to say about that.
How do you feel about the confiscations of the video cameras? I mean,
That's what I was getting to. That also, you know, just from a liberty standpoint, is atrocious. And I can't believe, well, I guess I can believe that people are giving up their phones because Joe Schmo on the street doesn't know his constitution. That is an unreasonable search and seizure. But just like you pointed out before I came on, the way that you can ask someone, I'm going to have to ask you if you would hand over your phone. It's not saying give me your phone,
right? Do they
which would be illegal?
Do they teach that those tactics at cop school?
In school, no, but on the street, there you're told do what you got to do.
I see.
But that is not part of the training curriculum, no. But very many cops quickly adapt that style.
Right. So if a cop asks for you to give the phone over to him and you comply, well, that's just a voluntary choice on your part.
But, yeah, that's your fault.
But it doesn't feel like it's voluntary because he's standing there with a gun on his hip. And
exactly.
The way he delivers, he delivers the question is kind of, iffy.
I know that you called. I don't want to derail you from getting to the point you called in about, but I'm curious about this notion of what is a lawful order, because where's the boundary? How is that defined as what's a lawful order or not? I mean, obviously you don't have to do whatever they tell you to do, right?
Exactly, but I mean. That just takes a little education on the citizen's part, and hopefully you're dealing with a straight cop, which doesn't happen all the time, but, you know, you just kind of have to use a little bit of common sense here. And if you know anything about your constitution or the laws in your area, you can pretty much get a decent idea for what the cops can and can't do. I guess my advice to you would be, for the most part, try to go along with the program and follow up on it afterwards. Get in touch with your whatever government you got in the area, if you feel comfortable with that route, and find out if they did the right thing or not. You know, get a name and a badge number and a phone number. Ask them if they have a business card for the department that you can follow up on what happened.
Aren't all cops required to carry business cards? Or is that not true?
It's not a requirement, but okay. It is. It's strongly pushed by administration that you always have one on you.
So when we're talking about the issue of the cops and intimidation, and a cop comes up to you, you've got your video camera out, you've got your cell phone camera out, the cop comes up and says, I'm going to have to ask you to hand that over. Well, we know that people are trained just sort of by the governmental system to be obedient to anybody who's in government. For instance, when I was standing out in front of the voting location here in Keene a few months ago, handing out flyers, one of the bureaucrats came out, just one of the regular voting bureaucrats, not a cop or anybody that was intimidating in any way, just some old lady comes out and starts approaching the people I've handed the flyers to, and she says to them, can I have that? And the people would just hand it over. So people are trained to obey governmental so-called authority, not even just the police. So the police take an extra step because they have the ability to put you in handcuffs and take you to a jail cell or possibly hurt you if you don't obey. So when a cop demands something of you, there's sort of a natural programmed response to obey. And the fact is, a lot of people know that even if they consider saying no, and I know you wanted to make a point here, so hang on, Officer Liberty, we're going to come back to you. Even if you consider saying no, if you know how bad the cops can be, you know there's a good chance that while you're standing on principle saying no, the cop could still very well say, all right, you're under arrest for disorderly conduct.
Yeah.
They can throw that one out on anybody, and then you're going into the pokey.
I like that slogan, question authority.
More coming back. You take control. This is Free Talk Live.
How many times have you been in the dark looking for a flashlight, only to find the one that you have is broken, the batteries are dead, or it's just not bright enough? You need the Packlight. The Packlight is the longest-lasting flashlight on the market and simply snaps onto any 9-volt battery and uses two high-powered LED lights. It's small enough to carry in your pocket, car, garage, and home. The Packlight can survive severe impact, be frozen solid, and still work flawlessly. The Packlight is so durable, soldiers overseas rely on them and has been featured in the New York Times and Backpacker magazine. The Packlight comes with a 25-year warranty and prices start at just $12.99. To learn more and see for yourself just how incredible this small flashlight can be, visit 9voltlight.com. That address again is 9voltlight.com. Or call us today at 877-715-4448. That's 877-715-4448.
Gentlemen, I know you need no reminder that Valentine's Day is right around the corner. Obviously, you have the perfect gift in mind. Well, just in case you might know someone that may need some gift ideas, tell them about EnduringRose.com. We all know that flowers are a woman's favorite gift, but they only last a short time. EnduringRose.com has taken this gift and made it into one that will endure and last forever. Dipped in 24-karat gold, these real roses, single rose, or bouquets preserve your message of love for a lifetime. You can also shop for other ridiculously romantic gifts like jewelry and adorable stuffed animals. You can't go wrong at EnduringRose.com. Oh, and tell them there's a military discount and they can get free shipping on qualified orders. That website again is EnduringRose.com. ENDURING.com or call 702-453-7455. That's 702-453-7455.
Alex Jones here with a question. What does humidity mean to you? Most people think of hot and sticky summer days. But many people are beginning to realize that humidity can be a valuable source of pure drinking water. That's why I'd like you to visit ecoloblue.com. ecoloblue is a state-of-the-art atmospheric water generator producing purified drinking water from the humidity in the air using reverse osmosis and a five-stage carbon and UV light filtration system, which produces great-tasting water at an unbeatable price. Finally, drinking water that you control. I use one every day. Say goodbye to expensive water delivery services and storing five-gallon bottles of water in your home. The Ecola Blue 28 is shipped right to your home, ready to make close to 7 gallons a day right out of the box. They have a 30-day money-back guarantee. Call Ecola Blue right now at 866-585-4044. That's 866-585-4044. Or visit Ecola Blue at ECOLOBLUE.com today.
SouthSummit.com is the place for top-name brand knives such as Kershaw, Spyderco, Cold Steel, Gerber, K-Bar, Boker, Leatherman, and more. South Summit has one of the largest selections of self-defense products on the web. Knives, stun guns, police batons, pepper spray, LED flashlights, emergency kits, binoculars, and tactical gear are just some of the great products found on SouthSummit.com. Receive discounted prices on camping and preparedness products from Camelback, Kelty, and Eureka. Check out our water storage barrels, water purification systems, and Mountain House freeze-dried foods that have a 30-year shelf life. Keep an eye on your family and keep them safe with our do-it-yourself spy camera systems. Mention that you heard this ad on the radio and you'll receive a free LED flashlight with your order. Visit SouthSummit.com. That's South Summit, S-U-M-M-I-T, SouthSummit.com. Or call toll-free 1-800-234-8654. That's 1-800-234-8654.
You're listening to GCN, the Genesis Communications Radio Network.
This is Free Talk Live. You can bring up anything. Just dial the toll-free number, 800-259-9231. That number brought to you by our friends at SACL CAI, 800-259-9231. And SACL CAI has a full-orbed approach to account recovery. It's really three companies in one. They do collections, early out billing, and they purchase charged-off receivables. SACL knows the way they treat your customer reflects on you. Their staff is respectful. They record every call, and they have the best equipment money can buy, so your business is handled as efficiently as possible. See their banner right at the top of freetalklive.com. That again, SACL, C-A-I. So you can also join us again, freetalklive.com. All the features on the site we give to you, including updates. So get signed up. We'll keep you in the loop whenever there's something you need to know about Free Talk Live. Go to updates.freetalklive.com. Get on the list free. That's updates.freetalklive.com. We go back to Officer Liberty in Minnesota on the AMP line. So what were you calling about tonight?
Okay, something that we talked about in one of my classes. So a municipality in the area a couple of years ago had a big problem with rape. It was it was a big issue going on for a few months, and it wasn't any one guy. It was just this problem that sprung up out of nowhere.
Wow.
And one of the solutions, they did a lot of things. They put more cops on the beat. They put lights in the areas, tried to make it, you know, not as... they just tried to drive away these people, and it wasn't going away. So one thing that they did was that they put cameras up on the street, and they publicized that. And consequently, rapes went down, as well as some other violent crimes. I guess I'm looking for your response to that. On one hand, we have government cameras out on the street now, but on the other hand, violent crimes are going down.
I think it's interesting because we had heard from the UK that the camera techniques did not work. They basically said that streetlights were more effective than the CCTV
right.
cameras.
And it may be in a limited area that you can make cameras work by driving the violent crime elsewhere. And I don't know, you know, like really are the rapists stopped raping because there's some cameras in a few places around town, or have the rapists gone to other towns or something?
Wait, was this on a campus?
No, this was in the downtown area.
Okay.
What's the gun situation there in Minnesota? Is it legal to carry firearms there?
Oh yeah, I have a concealed carry permit myself.
Well, but how easy is it? I guess is really the question. There are some places where it's legal to get such a thing, especially if you're an officer in training to be an officer. However, for the average Joe, the average Jane, to be able to carry a gun can be very difficult. There's a lot of victim disarmament laws in this nation.
Joe Schmo, who is over 21 and not a felon, all he has to do is fill out a form and send in some fingerprints, and he's good to go. He gets his permit in less than a month.
I would say that would be my preferred solution, would be to encourage people to defend themselves as opposed to putting up cameras everywhere. Of course, I have no problem with cameras being on private property. I like the idea of that when I'm in a Walmart parking lot, for instance, I like that my car is being looked over by Walmart security cameras. I like the fact that if somebody's going to try to steal a purse from a lady in the Walmart parking lot, they're going to have video footage of that. And I bet you, as a result, there aren't very many crimes committed in Walmart parking lots because there are cameras around. So I think there's some value to the idea of having closed circuit television cameras in any given location. What I don't value is having government eyes behind those cameras, because in many cases then they're just used for revenue generation, or they're used for other things that they may perhaps were not intended to be used for. So again, I don't feel uncomfortable when my bank is watching me or when Walmart is watching me, because they can't use that. They can't use what I do to harm me. If right. I'm doing something that's not hurting others, whereas the government,
there are so many laws that a person can't know what it is that they are supposed to do and they aren't supposed to do. The government has such a long and spotted record as far as protecting people's rights that I find it they scare me. They scare me with their cameras.
All right, gentlemen. Well, I just wanted to pick your brains about that tonight.
What were your thoughts, Officer Liberty?
Personally, and this may be because I'm in the field, I think anything that we can do to drive crime down is great.
But at what cost?
At what cost?
I mean, what do the cameras cost to install? What do they cost to operate? Those are all factors. We've had stories recently. Just last night, they took down some speeding cameras because it just wasn't working out. There were other things where in other stories around the country and around the world where they've essentially said, oh my gosh, we just can't afford to do this anymore because, well, government just blows at doing everything that it tries, whereas with Walmart and these other organizations, it's part of the cost of doing business, and they can easily cover the cost of having cameras.
Well, actually, this particular project that I'm talking about was funded entirely by, I don't know if I can say the name on the air, but a rather large department store style kind of a chain. If I can give it away, you might shoot your pistol at one of these things. Target funded this project. Yeah. Entirely. They wrote the check for it. So, I mean, I guess if you take that out of the equation, but they're pretty good at reaching out to the community anyway, and that's what they claimed that this was.
I'm more concerned about the cost in terms of what liberties are being given up.
I have a hard time seeing what liberty is lost out on the street. I can see if this camera might be aimed at your driveway, but what do you lose walking down the street that a woman might gain by not being raped?
Well, I see what you're saying. However, you can see the point that I'm saying is when you've got 1,500 cameras all over town and budget constraints and operating the operating expenses of the department, say that there's one or two cops on that that bank of cameras. You obviously can't watch all 1,500 at once. And then when you've got cameras everywhere, you're going to have people. I read a book, and it makes perfectly good sense to me, that once the societal pressures come down on people, that cameras are being used to catch people doing all kinds of things, including drug crimes and stuff like that, that don't hurt people, you're going to have big brim hat fashion come back into play. Come into play. You're going to have people putting like wads of cotton in their face to throw off facial recognition software. You're back to square one again.
There's already IR IR lights you can put on, like ball caps and things.
That'll blind cameras.
It blinds IR cameras. Yep. There's a lot of them are.
So the criminals that are interested in continuing their crime spree will find ways around that and ways to deal with that, which is why I think that as far as if we're looking at costs and we're looking at effectiveness, I think that you'd be far more effective to have the and there have been police departments that have done things like this in areas. I think Orlando is one of them where rapes were on the rise, and essentially the police department started to offer classes. They started to publicize in newspapers and on television that they were offering essentially rape defense classes where women could come in and they could learn about pepper spray and they could learn about guns. Mm-hmm. Having a cop or some cops teach a class like that is something you could easily add to a budget, or have some of the cops, like from Vice, you know, do something useful and actually teach people how to defend themselves. I think that would be far more useful, because then, A, the message is getting out to the criminals through perhaps, you know, the grapevine, or maybe they'll see it on the news that the cops are teaching women how to defend themselves. And that's going to probably dissuade some of them right there. Plus, once these ladies are actually in the streets and somebody actually does try to rape another woman who's carrying some sort of weapon and she successfully defends herself, that's going to do a lot. Number one, might kill the guy right there and then, take care of the rapist, but it'll also do a lot, I think, to dissuade the others from trying something. And I think there's been evidence for that in the past. So much, much more affordable way and much more empowering way to help people keep themselves safe.
Right. A couple of rapists with bullets in their heads probably is going to run the rapist off a heck of a lot better than the camera. And it's going to do it in a far more economically efficient fashion, because the women who want to protect themselves will then be able to carry handguns. The idea that you have to send in your fingerprints and you have to be without a felony and you have to go through all these hoops, even in a state like yours where it's relatively easy, you can't just go out and buy a gun and protect yourself like you could with a bottle of mace. Do you understand how that gets in the way for people? I hate filling out government, make work stuff.
I looked at it in Florida and they gave me this whole packet full of crap and I was just like, screw this. I'll just keep the gun where I want to keep it. Thanks, Officer Liberty. Appreciate hearing from you. I think the difference is the cameras are kind of promoting the police state as a solution. And educating people and training them and allowing them to be free enough to carry weapons to defend themselves is a personal empowering solution. I will choose the latter every single time. 800-259-9231. That's the SACL CAI toll-free line. This is Free Talk Live.
Are you tired of paying $100 an hour for computer support just for the problem to return? Whenever you have a major computer catastrophe or a simple question, give my U.S.-based computer technicians a call, and they'll remotely connect your computer and fix the problem for you. It's safe, secure, and you won't have to let a stranger into your home.
Call 888-629-9903 and sign up today. That's 888-629-9903.
My computer works. Does yours?
Wondering about your retirement portfolio? Is your financial advisor experienced enough to combat rising interest rates, taxes, inflation? Stop guessing and go to the expert, Robert Chapman of the International Forecaster. With 45 years of experience and concise investment recommendations, who needs sugar-coated excuses? Get the cold hard facts and a proven investment strategy. For a free introductory copy to the International Forecaster, call 877-479-8178 or go to theinternationalforecaster.com. That's 877-479-8178. 877-479-8178.
Are you one of the millions of people who make New Year's resolutions? Are you also one of the millions who wind up breaking those resolutions? Would you like to keep at least one of those resolutions this year? Well, right now, success is one click away. Let this be the year you are going to protect yourself year-round. Pepperspray.com can help keep you safe by offering you the largest assortment of pepper spray and other personal safety devices on the web. Check out our monthly specials, as well as receiving a 10% savings by using coupon code GCN when you shop at pepperspray.com. Be proud of yourself this year for taking the biggest and easiest step in self-defense, and shop pepperspray.com or call 1-800-908-9988. That's 1-800-908-9988. Pepperspray.com wishes you and yours a safe and happy 2009.
Hi, this is Steve Schenck. eFoods does it again. The 3-day responder provides one adult with 3 days worth of healthy, delicious, easy fix food. The price of the 3-day responder is almost ridiculous at $21.95 for actually 12 meals plus snacks. When you taste the food in the 3-day responder, you'll understand why families trust eFoods Direct to provide healthy, delicious food for every need. Whether you're hunting, playing, or responding to an emergency, the food in the 3-day responder is easy to fix and ready to go. Food is an everyday need. The three-day responder is for the time when food should be the last thing you have to worry about. The three-day responder, $21.95. Sometimes the best things do come in the smallest packages. Call 800-409-5633. On the web, efoodsdirect.com. That's 800-409-5633. On the web, efoodsdirect.com.
These are strange new days. Foreclosures are at record highs. People are losing their jobs. The threat of a terrorist attack looms. Food supplies are at an all-time low, and now we have a new untested president. The time of change is upon us, and to those of you who are in the know, you realize that the most difficult times have yet to be seen. Self-preparedness is the key to survival. Internet Grocer understands your needs and is prepared to help you through these difficult times. Internet Grocer has some of the most affordable prices on storable foods. Feed a family of four for up to a year or more and enjoy creamy, delicious real cheddar cheese in a can. Indulge in real canned meats and real canned butter. Call 903-356-6443. That's 903-356-6443 from 9 a.m. to 6 p.m. Central Standard Time. Or shop online at internet-grocer.net. Again, that's internet-grocer.net.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call toll-free 1-800-259-9231. That's 800-259-9231 and log on at freetalklive.com.
This is Free Talk Live. It's your show. You can bring up anything. Just dial toll-free 800-259-9231. That's the SACL CAI toll-free line, 800-259-9231. It is Ian here with you.
And Dale.
And Mark.
And you can join us on our website at freetalklive.com. The features are totally free, so enjoy those on us. Again, freetalklive.com. If you want to help support the show, you can shop with us at amazon.freetalklive.com. Enter Amazon through that link, and Free Talk Live will get a percentage of your purchase. Again, amazon.freetalklive.com. Use, new, whatever, we'll get a cut. amazon.freetalklive.com. To your phone calls, we go to Dave, calling from the People's Republic of Somewhere. Dave, you're on Free Talk Live.
Well, good evening, guys.
Hey.
Very ironic that you're talking about the BART cop, because that's actually the motivation for my call.
Okay.
I had some questions about amping, pledging, and serving, but the reason I was calling was because this morning I noticed that there was an article about the BART executioner. He hired one of the best police attorneys in the country today. And
how
I'm
about
thinking
that?
The way that he got the money for that was because of his brethren pledged a little bit of cash of their own to help him out.
Certainly a very real possibility. And you're saying you're speculating on that. You don't know for sure, but we do know that the thin blue line, it's what they call themselves. It's what they call themselves. The thin blue line will close around their own. They protect their own. They do what it takes to keep their buddies safe because that's what they expect in return. If one of them is to get in trouble, they all come to their aid because that's what they would want if they got in trouble themselves. So I think that's it's a good speculation. I think you're probably spot on.
Yeah, okay, well, and that's the motivation for my call, because I felt compelled to amp today. But first, I haven't heard your guys' pledge about your serving our president yet, so maybe later in the show you could get around to tell me what how you plan to serve our presidente.
I will do it right now. I will do what it takes every day. I will fight, and fight isn't the right term, but I will do what it takes every day to defend Barack Obama's right as a citizen when he returns to the real world, his right as his liberties as a citizen.
All right. Well, my amping question is: last night, one of the guys was talking about, well, I don't have a credit card, and I want to amp. How do I go about that? And you mentioned something, so I poked around on your website today. And I got an address on there, and I'm just really hoping, I probably should have asked you this before I did this, but I'm really hoping that you could get a package from my local coin dealer at that address.
Yeah, that's a private mailbox. That address is a private mailbox. We can accept shipping from FedEx, UPS, Postal Service, whatever is necessary.
As long as it's not alive.
Cool. Well, we're good to go then.
Great. As far as pledging, pledging to Barack Obama, I guess I'll pledge that I'll be as critical of him as I have of any other president or politician in the
past.
That's
a good pledge.
Yeah.
Oh, can't you be a little more critical? Come on.
No. I mean, I'm equal in my treatment of politicians.
I can't imagine being like more critical than I was of the previous president.
All right, well, you guys have a good one. Talk
Thanks,
to you later.
Steve. Appreciate hearing from you. 800-259-9231.
By pledging to protect Obama's rights and liberties as a citizen when he returns to citizenry, I'm basically saying I'll fight the state in every way I can because it's the state that infringes on people's rights and liberties.
Yep. 1-800-259-9231. We go to Dennis in Texas. Dennis, you are on Free Talk Live.
Hello.
Dennis, what's on your mind?
Hey, after the program, go to chick.com, like the baby chicken.
Okay, why?
Got that? I want you to read about a former Jesuit Catholic priest by the name of Alberto Rivera, and I think you'll find it very interesting.
Can you tell me what that's all about?
Well, he exposes the intricacies of the Roman Catholic institution and the Vatican and all the homosexuality that goes on in the seminaries as the young priests are being trained and all the aborted fetuses they found under the monasteries in Europe. And all the plan that the Vatican has to murder all the Christians eventually and all the Jews.
Plan that the Vatican has to murder all the Christians.
Yeah, just read it.
Sounds
crazy. You know, I can understand why a lot of people like you are atheists because of fake preachers like Joel Osteen and et cetera, most of those.
That's not why I'm atheist. But,
why are you an atheist, Dale?
Oh, gosh. it wasn't because of, losing faith in a person or a priest who said something. It's, I think it's, for me, it's just logical consistency.
Yeah. Yeah. Asking questions and not getting good answers, that sort of thing.
Well, yeah,
I was an atheist for the same reasons. I've become a pantheist today, but certainly have no interest in organized religion of any sort. I don't know about all your accusations. I mean, certainly organized religions have been known for controlling others, but I don't know if there's any believability to the idea that the Catholic Church has any interest in exterminating their competing religions out there. I mean, I'm not going to go to the website because I have better things to do with my time. Why don't you give us one or two points that you believe backs up your claim?
Well, the Nazis during World War II were Hitler himself was a hardcore Roman Catholic. Himmler and Goebbels and all the Nazis had high.
That doesn't prove what you're saying, though.
No, well, that's there's a lot to it. It's a 6-part series, but the Vatican covered up for the Holocaust for one thing.
They
behind it.
But I don't know about behind it and covering up are two entirely different things. I mean, there's a stretch between that, you know?
Well, one other little point, it's not mentioned in that magazine or the Alberto story, but there is you know about our former priest or our former pope, John Paul Carawatua was his name, the one that just died.
I don't know.
Didn't know him.
He was touring an auto factory, and I had talked to this former priest, Alberto, website there. He told me he was touring an auto factory before he became the Pope in Krakow, Poland, and it was some of the children in the church, the male children, was telling the parents that the Pope was, Carawatua, before he became the Pope, was molesting them. And there was a bunch of auto workers in the auto factory in Poland that heard he was coming, and they had a big barrel of oil. And they planned an ambush on this guy. They had like 15 of them. They dipped their rags in this bucket of oil, and they assaulted him, tried to beat him up with these wet rags. They called him a pervert and all this kind of stuff. But it's alleged that the second the Pope we have now is a pedophile, too. And
the Catholic Church has had a real problem with pedophile priests.
Pedophilia, and I think mostly that's due to their vow of celibacy that they require the priests to have. It's a 1,000-year-old rule. It's not 2,000, as old as Jesus is, 1,000-year-old rule, that basically the idea was to keep priests from passing down their little parishes to their sons and that kind of thing. So they didn't want competition. The kings didn't want competition, so they got Rome to go with that rule. And I think that the celibacy rule makes a man burn with passion, as the Bible says, I think it draws to it people who have proclivities that they would like to shove under the rug, and then what happens is, well, you know, they find themselves in a position of power where they can actually exercise.
Yeah, I think that's exactly it. I don't. If you already have the church condemning homosexuality so intensely, and you have people feeling horribly guilty about homosexuality, and you have this one outlet where if you go into it, you're not expected to perform in a sexual manner, and you're supposed to be celibate, that's, you know, who's going to migrate into that, you know?
Yeah, so well, I think I did a little research.
You attract homosexuals into that position when you do, when you have those sorts of, when you have that sort of ideology.
Well, no, we're not just talking about homosexuals. We're talking about pedophilia.
Well,
I think
think these are people who might have been healthy, normal homosexuals had they not been, you know, they're the only outlet that they find, you know, they're, and that forces them into a weird outlet.
When I say pedophile, I mean males and females.
Sure.
You know, there have been accusations on both sides. And I think that any time you have a profession, mm-hmm. where somebody is working with kids, whether it's being a priest or whether it's being a teacher or whether it's, you know, a cop or something like that, whenever they're working with kids, that's going to attract that element.
I agree. I think
the restrictive factor is also another factor. I think you're right about that.
Yeah, well, you know, sorry, I should be careful what I say. I'm not implying that because they're homosexual, they're more likely to molest little boys or whatever. What I'm saying is they weren't allowed to develop a healthy sexuality.
Got it.
You know, so.
But I have to say, caller, you have not convinced me in any way, shape, or form that the Catholic Church is out to exterminate their competing religions. You haven't made one salient point there.
Well, could I say one other thing about the Pentecostal charismatic religion?
Okay.
That's a huge religion that's spreading across the world in every country. I was doing some research at the Amarillo Library in Amarillo, Texas in 1981. Came across an old book. It was printed in 1910, The History of the Pentecostalism in America. That's where it actually originated. And it turned out it originated in Topeka, Kansas in 1901 under the teachings of a Charles Fox Parham. And this Parham was the guy that the... claimed to speak in tongues for the first time and had the signs and of healing and all the miracles and everything else. Well, he, as the same night that he claimed this outpouring, Pentecostal outpouring, he was arrested by a foot patrolman in Topeka that night having sodomy with a 10-year-old boy. So this is where the religion of Osteen and all the Pentecostal charismatic faith healers comes from. It comes from a pervert, really.
Can you call us?
Thanks for the call. Hour two's coming up. You take control. Bring up what you want. Talk about a man obsessed with religion. More coming up. This is Free Talk Live.
How confidential is email? Consider this fact. In a recent survey of IT professionals, over 35% admitted to snooping through their boss's email. It's just one of the many privacy risks that come from relying on this aging technology. If such risks bother you, visit privacyharbor.com, a secure alternative that keeps messages private and beyond the reach of eavesdroppers. privacyharbor.com, because normal email is not secure.
Wondering about your retirement portfolio? Is your financial advisor experienced enough to combat rising interest rates, taxes, and inflation? Stop guessing and go to the expert, Robert Chapman of the International Forecaster. With 45 years of experience and concise investment recommendations, who needs sugar-coated excuses? Get the cold hard facts and a proven investment strategy. For a free introductory copy to the International Forecaster, call 877-479-8178 or go to theinternationalforecaster.com. That's 877-479-8178. 877-479-8178.